It is April 21st, 2024. It is 6:25 a.m. So I noticed that I haven't really do any logs during Saturdays, or very rarely. Reason why is I do a lot of like family events and friend of like hang out with friends and family. Always, not always, but always lands in on a Saturday. And for me to do a recording when I get home, I'm just exhausted. So that's why I ended up doing a full catch up on a Sunday instead of on a Saturday. So here's keeping the tradition. Yesterday we ended up going downtown to spend time with my family and just hang out for a bit. And after that, we ended up going back to my dad's place to hang out there more. And just to catch up, pardon me, it's Sunday morning. we just ended up hanging out and just catching up. It's kind of funny that because when we decided to take transit down, and when we got downtown, we didn't realize that the temperature dropped. I was personally wearing just a sweater and a light jacket. The wifey was doing the same thing. And when we got to downtown, she was like, okay, it's freezing. So we ended up going to the mall and ended up grabbing a sweater for her. And just to stay warm because her back was getting cold. I was getting cold. It was just when we got there, we got to the Union Station. We got something, small thing to eat. Because we're meeting them for 12. Then we walked around for a bit, had lunch, and we had to go back to my dad's place, like I said. But heading home, because of the traffic and the construction on the train, everything just piled up to busy. The train was... Typically, the line that we normally take is every half hour. It got increased to every hour because of train tracks maintenance. Typically, that's fine, but because we have hockey playoffs happening at the same time, we have Cherry Blossom in the same time. And a couple of days ago, Friday was such a beautiful day, so everyone thought that they should just go out and have fun. So everyone went to downtown, and it was just a combination of, plus construction as well too, so it's just a combination of people being in the same spot at the same time and trying to get around, and it was just busy. So it was just a very interesting day. And it's kind of funny though, because coming home, the train ride, you have a smorgasbord of like different personality. Oh, here's one thing that really irks me. I don't mind kids crying. I don't mind people talking loud. This is public transit or public places. It's part of the course. It's normal. Kids will be kids. People being loud and having conversation, having fun. I have no problems with any of that. I have no problems with big groups. I have no problems with small groups. I have no problems with solo travelers. I don't mind luggages in the train or in the subway. I don't mind putting their feet up. Just don't cover it with your mud food. That's muddy feet. That's all I care about. But what really irks me is when people put their feet up without socks or shoes, bare feet, on top of a public transit. That really bothers me. This guy, coming home, put his feet up barefoot on top of the chair. And yes, zero care in the world. It's like, it's so disgusting. And what even worse is, I saw another guy in Starbucks putting his feet up on a coffee table, barefooted. I'm like, how? It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Again, you put it up, put shoes on. That's all I care about. Just shoes or flip-flops, but no barefoot, no skin to public area touching. It's just really disgusting. Like, I don't I wear flip-flops, I wear sandals, but I don't remove it and put it in public, like put in a on top of a chair or a table that public can use, especially if it's a coffee shop. You put it on top of a coffee table. It is 8:44 p.m. So yeah, a few things happened after I did my first log of the day. We ending up ordering breakfast through a delivery app. I'm not gonna tell you who it is, but they're orange and they have dish as part of their name. We ordered from Tim Hortons. We ordered a coffee sandwich and a couple of hash browns. According to the app, it got delivered. I checked our front door, our lobby. It wasn't there. I complained, hey, our food, according to the app, is delivered. It hasn't showed up yet. Where is it? According to the customer service, they said that the courier dropped off the food. Okay, fine. Can you ask them where? He said, on your front door. We checked again. There's nothing there. So I asked them, can you send me the photo of the food that they delivered? Because they're supposed to take a photo when they deliver food. Let's just say, and I quote, the photo was not taken. So they ended up giving me a credit for the order. But come on. How can you screw this one up? The delivery person is supposed to take a photo to confirm the order. The instruction that I have in my app was buzzer. If there's no answer, you can call security. Security will let you in. Drop off the food in front of the door of our apartment and knock. Literally, that's the itemized instruction that I have. The guy apparently delivered. I don't know where it is. I really don't know. So let's just say someone's actually having a coffee and a sandwich this morning, courtesy of me. And I'm not very happy about that. That's just really bad. It's the most frustrating thing ever. It is very... I don't know why. Why did that person say to deliver it? I don't know what happened to it. So I just want an honest answer. When I ask the customer service, can you provide me the photo? Because I want them to provide me that photo. If you provide me that photo, I am going to say, don't give me credit. Give the guy a thing. Someone stole it. Fine. No problems with that. But if the guy didn't deliver it or brought it somewhere else, I don't know where, gave it to someone else, that's not my problem now. It's not my problem that the guy screwed up. So I'm going to take my tip back and my money back. If someone stole it, it's out of the person's hand, I understand. I'm not going to ask for credit back. Okay? But the food did not get delivered. Period. And to be honest with you, that's just very, very disappointing. And to be honest with you, this is not even the first time it happened. This is like a handful. I can literally count how many times it happened. And I get photos back, right? I had one delivery. The instruction was exactly the same thing like I told you. The guy literally left it in front of the building. Like, literally in front of the building. I'm just glad that the superintendent was passing by, called me right away. And because my apartment number was there, called me right away. I went straight downstairs and grabbed it. There's another incident that security called me. Security called me. Told me that the delivery person left it in the lobby. Come on. Everything's been itemized exactly how to get into the building, how to contact me. And the guy did not even do that. In this case, this morning, he did not follow the instruction properly. So I have zero problems. No, sorry, zero. I have zero. Yeah, I have no problems getting asking for my money back. Because he didn't follow the instructions. And the instruction was exactly laying there. And it's just frustrating that I have to go through all that. It's just really, really bad. And it's supposed to be my Sunday morning breakfast before we go out. And this happened. For the past two logs, Thursday log was recorded video. Also, Friday's log was recorded video. The reason why I record those two logs in as a video format is because I want to try out the workflow. I did release it as an audio only because it was supposed to be a test, keep the audio. And let's just say the test is very successful. So that means I'll be recording logs once in a while in video format. That means if you're listening to this in a traditional podcast, it is going to be podcast. It's still going to be audio based. But occasionally it's going to be with video, but the video is there just to enhance the recording to make sure that, you know, just give it a little bit of a little je ne sais quoi, a little change of pace here, change of scenery. And the reason why I'm testing this is because when, like, my setup, my podcast audio setup is pretty compact. But I don't want to bring all this plus a camera to do travel. If I'm recording for sure, then yeah, that's not a problem. But again, it's just one of those avenues that if I need to bring a camera with me for any of my trips or any of my adventures, then I have an option to record an audio log there and not have any issues. Not skipping a date or a log and date in a log. Also, I am testing just new things because I did mention several times that I want to spice it up a bit. I am looking at doing a standalone video log within audio log, podcast channel. That audio log is just going to be mainly going to be published on YouTube because I do have a YouTube channel dedicated just for, I do have a YouTube channel. The channel actually gets feed from my RSS feed from my podcast and distribution straight into YouTube. And same time too, I do want to start building a community as well too. So I think I figured out what to do. I'll be using potentially YouTube as my gathering of comments and all that stuff on there, because it's going to be easier for me to manage it rather than going to another app, another thing, or using Discord or anything like that, because at least in YouTube you can see it real time and I get notification right away to reply back or anything like that. So that's why I'm thinking about using or going towards the direction of using YouTube, especially if I'm doing a video log that's above and beyond audio log. The video log is mostly going to be for like big trips, for example, or for let's say I went for a day in Kingston, Ontario, for example, or on Blue Mountain. The video log is just a small snippet, so almost like I don't want to say a vlog, but more like a diary of exactly what happened that day. It does not mean I'll be talking. It's just going to be snippets. It's going to be very different, you know. It's like an old school style vlogging, but in a more storytelling, right? There's no fancy graphics. There's no fancy music. It's just going to be a very raw way of capturing things. And that's going to be a separate video. It's going to be a separate video. But the audio log is still going to be a daily thing, right? So I'm still trying to get used to the logistics, but all the tests I've done, it works perfectly. So yeah, so that's what's going to be going in the future. But I personally still don't know when that's going to happen, but at least the video part is done. But here's the thing too, the audio log, like I mentioned before, audio log video edition will have it's still going to be published as a regular podcast, right? Episode. But you have an option to watch it as a video format as well. So for example, if this is a video entry, the audio will be released as my normal time, but the video will be released in the same at the same time as the audio world. So it's just going to be, you know, the same. Hopefully it's got, that's the plan. Hopefully it works. But yeah, that's what, for the past two logs, that's why it sounds different, because of that reason alone. So yeah, it's been a very adventure today's weekend wise. One is the feet thing. It's disgusting. The other one is the food not getting delivered. That's frustrating. And a new way of communication and interaction. So it's been a very busy weekend.